If you watch superhero movies or the big action adventure movies, the hero or heroine at some point in the movie needs to make a choice. The choice is to do what is right. And many times they are told by others that you are here to do this thing, that you were placed at this time in this place with these skills to do these things. And it was very fully said in one of the Fantastic Four movies. I think it was the first one, where Reed, the guy who stretches a lot, said to Johnny Storm, the guy who turned into fire, "Give it time and I can find a cure for your superpowers." And he replied, Johnny replied, "But what if this is what we were made to be? What if this is our destiny?" And that destiny is something that has been in the human spirit for all time. That to be in the right place at the right time to do the right thing is our destiny. And St. Paul, in our second reading today, in his letter to the Ephesians, reminds us of that, that each of us is destined, has a destiny. But the great thing about it is that we are all destined for the same thing, to the same place. Does anybody know what our destiny is? Heaven. Yeah, very good. It's to be a saint in heaven. You guys got them both at the same time. Congratulations. First Mass that ever got... No. No, we are all called to be saints. That is who God made us to be. Our destiny is to be a saint. Plain and simple. There's no other thing that God desires of us but to be a saint. And if we live our lives as a saint, then our destiny is heaven. That is where we will be. We will be in heaven. So the great big question is then, is, well, what do we need to do that? What do we need to be a saint? And what do we need to get to heaven? Well, Jesus in the gospel today says to us very clearly, you don't need a god darn thing. You don't need anything. You don't need money. You don't need a house. You don't need a car. You don't need food. You don't need anything. All you need is to be alive in God. That's all that you need to do. There's no other thing necessary to be a saint. Saints can be rich, they can be poor, they can be male, they can be female, they can be old, they can be young, they can be all sorts of different things. But if we are alive in Christ, as St. Paul reminds us, then we are sons and daughters of the living God. We become saints, which is our destiny. So now comes the million-dollar question. How do we become saints? Anybody have an idea? The word starts with a P, then an R, then an A, then a Y. All right? It's prayer. I mean, it sounds boring and it sounds simple and it sounds silly almost. Prayer is the foundation of a saintly life. It's a foundation of our destiny. Because we cannot know God unless we speak to God. Unless we talk to God, unless we share with God, unless we listen to God, unless we choose to follow God by entering into that saintly conversation of prayer with God. And that prayer life is something that's necessary. It's something that we must participate in. And if we don't have a prayer life, then we're never going to reach the destiny that God desires for us, that God made us for heaven. And when we talk about a prayer life, we have to remind ourselves, a prayer life isn't simply sitting at a meal and saying prayers. A prayer life isn't showing up for an hour on Sunday and then going home. A prayer life is a choice of entering into conversation with God daily. Entering into a conversation with God daily, whether it be for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or an hour. It's choosing to talk with and listen to God about what our life is and how we are called to live our life. Because if we do that, then we are sent on the mission. Just like the 12 were and the disciples were in the gospel today. They are sent out on a mission. And what were they called to do? They were called to preach repentance of sin. That God was a saving God, a loving God, a merciful God, a compassionate God. A God who desires us to be with Him. Not a God who breaks relationships, but a God that heals relationships. A God who comes out and heals the brokenhearted, heals those who are sick, heals those who desire His love in their lives. To be sent on a mission is to confront the evil of the world, to speak of the love and the truth of God against the destruction of dignity, the destruction of life, the destruction of God's blessings. And to do so in the name of Jesus Christ. But we can't do that unless we know Him. That's where prayer comes in. That's why it's so very important. That's why if you're not praying daily, and a lot of times I'll ask people that when they're struggling with things, like, well, talk to me about your prayer life. And they're going like, there's the beginning of the problem. Now, it's not going to solve every problem in the world. I'm not saying that. But it begins to help us to see the direction which God is calling us to live our lives and how we are called to live our lives. To live that destiny of being a saint among saints. To live that destiny where we know the way we are going. As Jesus reminds Thomas in the gospel, you know the way. I am the way, the truth, and life. But to know the way, you must know me. That is Jesus' invitation to us. And we are called to do that as members of His body and in sharing of His body in the life of love. Because God gives us the life that we are able to then share, to bless, to give, and to receive. In joyous love, in joyous hope, in joyous healing. That is where God desires us to be. That is our destiny. When Jesus sends out the 12 in the gospel today, He's sending them out to be His hands, His feet, His love in the world. And that's what He sends each of us out to do every day of our lives. To bring about the kingdom of God, that sanctifying love that we are called to share in relationship with one another. Because once again, God is a God of unity, a God that desires healing, a God that desires the oneness of love within the hearts of all men and women. And that is our call. That is what we are meant to do. So this morning, our Holy Father Francis reminded us that prayer also involves Scripture. In fact, he said, if you are a Catholic and you're not spending 5 minutes a day reading the Bible, then you're failing in your vocation. That's pretty harsh words. But it's an invitation to get to know God through the story of salvation. Once again, that prayer life that we are to have. And so I'd recommend to you, if you get the little booklets that we hand in the back of the church, just read the daily readings for Mass. Ponder them for 5 minutes. If you have a phone, put it on an app on your phone, daily readings. Ponder them for 5 minutes. Think about what God is saying to us on a daily basis, how we are called to be in unity with the church around the world. That is God's call to us. To know him, to love him, and to go forth and give him to the world. That is the mission, the destiny, the life that God has given to us. And so as we come today to receive his body and blood, that body that is broken and shared for us, let us also break ourselves and share ourselves in the love of God and the blessing of God, in the truth of God's love, in our destiny, our call to be saints among the saints of heaven.